pajamas. Steps out, covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Steps side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. A city or a little farm town, whatever kind of square that you drove around. Do you wear it on your sleeve or keep it deep down? You know you gotta let it out. I got my dirt road cred back when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, bagging in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through them Georgia pines. Steps out covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I ain't judging. Just be proud of what makes you country. Whatever makes you country. Country, they doing their kind of country. I do my kind of country. Whatever makes us country.
WIRI Nakusa, the heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to WIRI 105.5 FM. It is just after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, the 19th of November, and I am your host, Seth, and it is time once again for this week, everybody, for Countdown to the Hunt. This is day number two. We've got, we're going all through the week from 6 to 7, so make sure you tune in every time. First thing I want to do is give you a phone number, everybody, 423-1055. That's 423-1055. That's the number to call. We want you guys to get in the game and call us. We're looking for stories, hunting stories. We're looking for hunting jokes. Keep them clean. We're on the air. You know that. You know that. We're looking for all that stuff, and we're also looking for questions, because today I have in studio with me a couple of people that have a lot of great information for hunters out there. So I'm going to be welcoming Erica Lee and Josh Litvinoff here. They are both game wardens working for the state of Wisconsin in the Wood County area. First of all, welcome, you guys. Thanks for showing up here and coming down.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. So first of all, I'm going to ask you guys, get a little origin story from you. Josh, we're going to start with you. How did you get into being a game warden in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, like Erica said, thanks for having us here tonight, Seth. I guess I grew up in northern Wisconsin in a family that was very outdoorsy, hunting, fishing, trapping, you name it. Went to UW-Madison with intentions of not going into the wildlife field, but
funny how that works.
Once I got down there, I just missed it. You know, the city, I think, brought a little bit of that back and made me want to pursue a career in natural resources. Worked some odd end odd end jobs here and there until I graduated college. Was lucky to get a job with the DNR in the RR3 program, which deals with hunter safety, learn to hunt programs, those sorts of things. And that kind of led me into becoming a warden.
All right. How about you, Erica?
Yeah, sounds like I had a similar upbringing like Josh did. Both my parents were super involved in the outdoors, so I grew up hunting, fishing, trapping, just following my parents through the woods, doing food plots, planting trees. My dad was a hunting guide out west, so I seen that. That was his first job, I want to say.
Okay.
And so then I went to school at Stevens Point for sociology. Okay. And
Another sociologist. That's yes. What my undergrad is in, too.
Love that.
That's why you ended up there and I ended up in radio. That's what you do with a sociology degree. Right.
I found our local game warden, asked them a bunch of questions, and loved the idea of the profession, and the rest is history. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So as they told me when we were doing a little pregame here before we went on the air, I asked them, oh, you work for the county of Wood County? And they're like, no, they work in Wood County. They are, of course, state employees being a game warden. And that's kind of where I want to go next. So, Josh, if you would, explain a little bit, what exactly does a game warden do in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, so we're fully credentialed law enforcement officers that enforce fish and game laws. That's just a very small part of our job responsibilities. We also investigate recreational vehicle accidents, hunting incidences, environmental complaints. We also come in and do talks like this to educate the public. We go to a ton of school events, participate in Hunter Ed and Learn to Hunt programs. So you name it. I mean, it's every day of the job, you never know what it's going to bring. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Do you have anything to add, Erica?
Any type of hunting, fishing, recreation, like Josh said, trapping, throw that in there too, right? That covers it.
Also work at state parks too. I'd like to throw.
Oh, okay. That's a good point to make because I know a little bit about game wardens because my brother-in-law had been a ranger and he thought about being a game warden. So I didn't know anything about it. I think, oh, game warden, isn't that just like a glorified park ranger? Oh, no, you're not.
No,
at all.
And speaking something else, they keep popping up in my mind.
Sure.
Other things we've. As an agency have done lately, it seems like has helped out a lot more with major public events. Like we had wardens at the Ryder Cup providing security at a bunch of the political rallies that happened across the state over the last few months. We've been there, the RNC down in Milwaukee. So a lot of these major events, they're asking for us to help as well, provide security and stuff. So.
Well, like you said, you're fully, you're full light of law enforcement officers, which means that the way I kind of look at it is because you work for the state, you're like, like the FBI, they have offices all over the country, right? So Wisconsin has wardens all over the state in certain jurisdictions, right? That you guys have to quote unquote patrol, I guess is one way of putting it. So, real quick question about that actually. Do you get assigned to areas or can you request certain areas to work?
Right when you first get hired, you get assigned. You get a list to choose from, and then you're ranked on the list. But then when we have lateral transfers and we have transfer processes throughout the state, and it goes by seniority. So if someone is looking to get back to where they grew up and nobody else wants that station, luckily some people can. I was lucky enough to get back closer to home. Versus some people will go their whole career and the warden that is just above them in seniority took that station. So
how many wardens are there in the state? Do you know? I stumped them.
around 200.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm sure it fluctuates about from time to time.
There's a couple per county and then we've got our supervisors, captains, deputy chiefs, chiefs as well.
Right. So, you guys explained some of the stuff that you do as game wardens, the many, many things that you do. Let's talk mostly about hunting because that's what we're here for, about the rifle season coming up on Saturday. So what is like, I don't want to say a typical day because you really don't have typical days, but during like a normal hunting season, the 10 day or however long it is, what do you do? What are you out there doing? What are you looking for? What is your main concern during hunting season?
Yeah, so I think Erica would second me on this, but our main concern is making sure everybody is safe.
Yep.
You know, remembering those Tab K rules that you learn in firearm safety is the most important thing, mm-hmm. right? No deer is worth an accident.
Right.
So that's the most important thing, making sure people are out there being safe. You know, and that's responding to complaints we get of, you know, maybe somebody shot across the road or shot in the direction of somebody. Okay. So we're, you know, continuously monitoring our phones and our computers, waiting for calls to come in. In the little bit of downtime that we do have, we'll be out patrolling, making contacts on our own. We see a hunter, we'll, you know, go ask him, do a license check, whatever it may be. But kind of just wherever the calls in the day bring us. But yeah, we're out there. The most important thing is making sure everybody's safe.
So how do you guys get time to hunt then?
We're encouraged to take some time off just for our mental health throughout the season. Do we usually take the full time off? Probably not, because calls still come
right,
in.
Yeah.
Usually if one of us would be sitting in a stand, we 100% have our phones on us just in case there's an incident that we need to respond to. So.
Is this one of the busier times of year for, I mean, other than doing like the special things you were talking about, like events and rallies and stuff like that, is this one of the more busy times of year for you guys?
Yeah. So the 9-day gun deer season is extremely busy for us in Wood County. We have the fish run in the fall, or in the spring, excuse me, on the river in Wisconsin Rapids and in Buren, right? The Wisconsin River that comes through. We have the, in Wood County, we're lucky enough to be a part of the Northern and the Southern Waterfowl Opener. So we have that in September. So those are extremely busy times. When we do get snow, everybody loves to get on their snowmobiles.
Oh, yeah.
If the trails are open.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yes. Yeah. So
last year, no problem. No. But if there's snow, right? Yeah.
Yep. Holiday weekends are extremely busy for us.
Yeah, the summer holiday weekends.
Yeah, because a ton of people recreate on the water, on the trails. We assist with our neighboring wardens, too, in counties like Clark County and Jackson County have a ton of ATV and UTV trails.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Wood County, not so much. We have a lot of road routes. So if we can help pull on the rope, we're more than happy to. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads me to another question. So like, I know we're not talking about hunting right here, but I'm just so fascinated by what you guys do. So like in the summer when you know, you're out and about, I mean, it seems – so you guys don't like you're not like a sheriff's department. You don't have deputies, right? Or do you, is there a group that you work with more, like park rangers or local law enforcement? How does that work?
We'll work with each other as much as we can.
Oh, okay.
It's hard because, you know, two of us per county, our weekends are usually opposite or something like that.
Yeah.
But we'll work with the local rec deputies from Wood County. They'll come out on the boat and stuff with us.
So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and the local sheriff's department too is just incredible with helping with calls.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
If let's say Josh and I are both off, and there would be like an ATV crash or something, they have our personal numbers. They'll call us right away. If dispatch doesn't, if they're too busy paging out, you know, emergency responders, then a deputy that heard it, that's working, that knows us, will give us a call, shoot us a text. Received, I think, a Snapchat one time because I was out of the area for service, and that's what I had. As far as helping on opening weekend, like coming up on Saturday, oh my goodness, the sheriff's department is a huge help for that.
I bet.
If we're both out tied up in calls with the crazy Saturday morning, and more calls come in, they don't even hesitate to come out and help us too.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's a great segue. Tomorrow, we will be talking with Sheriff Sean Becker. He will be with us to talk a little bit more about some of the legal aspects of working through this. I'm talking with Erica and Josh here. They're two game wardens in the state of Wisconsin working in Wood County. We're going to take a quick break because we need to play some hunting music. Yes, we have to play some hunting music. Yesterday, of course, you have to open it up with the 30 point buck. You got to do that. I don't know if everyone knows this. There's a sequel. Well, you're going to know it now because I'm playing it right now. Here's Bananas at Large, the sequel to the 30-point buck on WIRI.
Well, it's getting to be that time of year again, right, boys?
Yeah.
I got another big deer story for you. The 30-point buck, tail number 2. I was throwing the cows over to fence some hay. The chores were all done. It was opening day. Orion the Hunter was fading in the sky. It was almost time for the lead to fly.
I made it to the shack.
Just before light, the boys had been drinking since all through the night. They were singing our favorite deer hunting tune about that yahoo named Clyde and his gun.
Betty Lou.
But now there's Holly the Four Barrel. She's a dirty, dirty 10-gauge side by each tomahawk over and under with cruise control.
With the photon phaser banana clip? Yeah, yeah, the model IRS BS. Interswamp radioactive scud-busting cider.
Oh. It's got a 30,000 gigawatt deer shiner and cigarette lighter in the butt.
Off like a brown dress.
As the season began, the boys were running around in circles looking for their stands. We watch hunting videos by all the big game studs like Ted Bear, Fred Nugent, and Elmer Fudd.
Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit, kill the white
quiet. It's deer season, you know.
So I'm up in my tree, nothing's moving except the beans in my gut.
Five.
Just a gurgling and a brewing.
Four.
I buckered up my cheeks, tree. Tried to hold back.
Two.
From my boot place.
Upside down, burning right off the stand. 10 feet off the ground. I just got stuck in midair.
That sure did suck.
Next, when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
The 30-point buck?
Yeah. Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Godzilla with horns was snorting at me. There was fire in his eyes and bag tags in his teeth. I swung the gun around. That buck was all mine. Deer's all dirty, dirty.
Could bring down Frankenstein.
I'm gonna give that mega buck the Powerball. Yep, right up your bingo hole. Yeah, and the winning number is... As the gun went off, smoke covered my face. The bullet ricocheted off his horns and snapped my bootlegs. I landed right on his points, falling back to the ground. Antlers caught my dupa, started dragging me around. And there he was.
Ducking, ducking.
That buck was really trucking me.
Upwind, downwind.
Hey, sometimes even Brooklyn. Went flying over the horns as he hit the brakes. Bounced off his nose, landed flat on my cakes. Boys all had the buck fever standing side by each. I yelled, shoot him, boy, shoot him, that's some to be.
You shoot him, somebody shoot him.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Sandwiches, candy bars, even old ice cream, perhaps. Finally, that idiot from Illinois nailed him between the eyes with a Zippo and a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, the woods were on fire like a napalm bomb, and then a big flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, how's that for practice?
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Like I always say, to shoot or no.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Don't let nobody know.
Well, I'll decide when I see him there, hey.
Safety comes first.
Dead bullet trigger.
Remember,
I know.
Treat every hunter as if he were loaded.
Oh, Bananas at Large. That was the sequel to the 30-point buck because they needed that. We needed a sequel to that song. Welcome back, everyone, to the Countdown to the Hunt. I'm Seth. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. I'm joined right now by Erica and Josh. They are here from the Game Warden. They're game wardens that work in Wood County. We'll get back to them in just a minute. But first, I do have to... thank one of our sponsors out there, Northwoods Realty. They know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. Tim and Kala Nu have a reputation for integrity and excellence when working with you to find just the right home or property to build on. Plus, for visiting family, they have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options to find home, cabins, condos, and resorts. Visit northwoodswi.com for more information. And keep listening, everybody. We have a couple of giveaways we're going to do later on in the week from them. So make sure you stay tuned for all of that. Also, 423-1055 is the number to call if you have any questions for our two game wardens here, for Josh and Erica. We are going to go over a couple more things here, but while we have them here, here's your chance, everyone. If you have any questions, call up and let us know. So right now, guys, let's get into some new regulations for this year. What do people need to know before they head out?
So I think one of the biggest things that I've got questions on this year is now the use of air guns or air rifles for the 9-day gun deer season. So they are now legal to use.
Okay.
How the regulation reads is you just need to use a weapon that's capable of reducing a wild animal to your possession. So they do now allow air guns or air rifles to be used. Another change that we had was our juniorless, antlerless deer harvest authorizations are now valid on both public and private lands, so they don't need to pick public or private for those junior tags or harvest authorizations. And then just a minor one was the definition of a muzzleloader has changed. Muzzleloaders may be used statewide during the firearm deer season. Muzzleloaders must shoot a projectile loaded only from the muzzle. Black powder revolvers are now not legal because most of them can be loaded by the cylinder instead of the muzzle.
Oh, okay. All right.
So not a whole lot deer hunting wise, but there's a few new other things that have changed too, and that can be found on page 2 of the DNR hunting regulations.
Right, which important to know before you go out, everybody. Do those change quite a bit over every year? Are there changes generally to the regulations every year?
Yeah, they try and capture changes in the first couple pages of the regulations. Not everyone's lucky to get a hard copy. They seem to be few and far between, but they're always available online. Okay. Just go to the DNR website, search 2024 hunting regulations. It's all condensed into that PDF.
And of course, we do encourage you to go to the website, dnr.wisconsin.gov. That is your place where you're going to find all the answers to this stuff, including the regulations for this year, as they have made, like they said, they have made some changes. Do you guys have any general tips before you head on out to your stand or wherever you're going? Some tips to make sure you're doing everything, you know, above board, make sure you're not going to get into trouble, in other words.
Yeah, so a few of them, locally in Wood County, there's no baiting allowed. No bait for deer. It's illegal to feed and bait. We don't want to see anything on the ground that's going to draw them in for food, such as corn. We see apples sometimes, pumpkins by deer stands. We want to make sure that none of that is around any stands for hunting purposes.
Yep. And just to clarify, too, that also includes salt blocks, mineral rocks, those types of things. And also that feeding and baiting, that is a year-round thing. Okay. So you can't even feed deer in your backyard.
Okay.
Yep. So good. Wood County's been a no bait, no feed county for quite a while, I believe. So nothing new from last year. So another thing that that we are really encouraging, if you have purchased your license earlier in the year when the antlerless harvest authorizations weren't available to select as far as forest or farmland and public and private, make sure to log back into your Go Wild account and make sure that those are selected. It's super easy to do. Just log back into your account. It'll prompt you if you haven't already, and then you can see what licenses are active, I believe, right?
Yep.
Before you go out, just log in and double check, because sometimes if you're purchasing your license every single year, they kind of tend to run together.
Yeah, and those numbers don't come out till like August, what they're going to give for the DOE numbers. So if you purchased it, you know, when license come available in March or whatever, like Erica's saying, just a little refresher reminder to go back in your Go Wild account and make sure you have claimed those antlerless deer harvest authorizations. So you don't open it up and then see it's not there.
Right, right. That's what you don't want, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then another thing this week, we're seeing as we're driving around, a lot of blaze orange hanging on the clotheslines, getting ready for Saturday. Take a peek at your blaze orange. Make sure it's highly visible. If it's great grandpa's from, you know, the mid-90s, you might want to stop at, you know, your local hunting store and pick up a fresh set of blaze orange, because that visibility is key. I don't know what the weather's looking like on Saturday as far as opening morning, but we've seen anything from sideways snow to fog that you see 100 yards in at the most. So the visibility is huge, a huge safety aspect. So,
right, which is really important. I think we've all heard stories of really bad stuff going down because of yes. not having blaze orange and stuff. Like, I know where I grew up, that was certainly an issue. I don't know if you guys are in the know on this or not, but I did ask this of Darren yesterday, and I was just curious. Do we have any inkling about how the harvest is going to be this year? Do we have a no? Okay, all right. I didn't think that was in your guys' wheelhouse. So Darren gave a very good answer yesterday, so I was just curious about that. You know, this isn't related to deer hunting, but you guys both said you come from a family of trappers. And so I'm curious, first of all, what's being trapped right now? And second of all, how do people, if they're interested, how do they get into trapping?
Yeah, so trapping is kind of a little bit unique. You are required to have trapper's education in order to get a trapper's license okay. in the state of Wisconsin. If you're born before a certain date or purchased a license prior to that change, you were grandfathered in, so you okay. didn't have to take that. You can go on the DNR website under our safety programs, and okay. trapper safety will be on there. Trapping's kind of, it seems like a dying thing almost. We're not seeing the number of people doing it. Fur's just not worth what it used to be. So those classes are kind of hard to find, and they fill up very quick. So yeah. keep your eyes open if you would like to do that.
Yeah, in our area, I know Josh covers the Sandhill area in his, assigned area, and Sandhill runs a great Trapper Ed workshop. Super hands-on, multiple days. You're out with seasoned trappers running their trap lines and getting hands-on. You get to flesh furs, you get tested and trying to set your own sets without any guidance, and then they come back and they, you know, encourage you to do something different, and by the end it's just incredible to watch the students transform from the first day to the last day. But as far as the seasons that are open, that what we can, I've taken a couple bobcats already this year that have been trapped, so trapping season is open for the first period. For cats, for bobcats, if you do in Wood County or surrounding counties, if you are successful in harvesting one, they do need to be tagged by a conservation warden. I don't have any tagging dates set up. I'll be by appointment only this year. I don't know, Josh, if you are as well.
I probably will set up some fur registering dates. Okay. It's usually that first week. Probably I'll have one in January. Just because of the gun deer season running to December 1st this year, it'll probably be more appointment only for December. But
yeah, so call us. Make sure to get your cat registered when you do harvest it, whichever method you choose. And then call us to get a tagging date set up. We'll throw that CITES tag on there and add it to our data. So Fisher and Otter are open right now, too, for trapping as well. A new thing the last couple years is that we don't need to see those critters in person anymore. We used to have to put our hands on Otter and Fisher as well, but those tags are just going out in the mail for Otter, and I don't think that those Fisher are even tagged anymore. So
wow. Well, that's fascinating. Seriously, I know nothing about trapping. That was really interesting. All right, guys. That's just about all that I have for today. Is there any last couple of things you want to add before we wrap this up? Anything else you feel people should know about before they go out on Saturday?
Yeah, I guess I'll just stress again that everybody's safety is the number one priority for us. Mm-hmm. So this week, while you got the opportunity, if you haven't done so already, go out, make sure you're checking your tree stands, making sure they're still safe, still usable. You don't want to be climbing up that opening morning without testing that first.
No matter what the hunting songs say, yeah, it's not funny. It really isn't.
No, not at all. Also to add, a few years ago, they did allow for fluorescent pink to be used in exchange for blaze orange. So when Erica was talking about blaze orange a little bit earlier, just so people are aware, fluorescent pink is good as well. If you're going out by yourself, let people know where you're going. Make sure your cell phone's charged. Make sure you're watching the weather, like Erica said before. It looks like the weather is going to be dropping and it's going to get cold this weekend. So we don't want hypothermia. Make sure we're dressing for the weather. Letting people know where we're going, checking those tree stands, making sure that orange is visible, and then remembering that tab K.
Okay.
Yeah, so that tab K, I know Josh mentioned it in the beginning, so just real quick, I'm sure all your hunter safety students that are listening know it by heart because our hunter safety instructors just drill it into their heads, but he's referring to treat every firearm as if it were loaded. Mm-hmm. The A is always point your muzzle in the safe direction. The B is the be sure of your target and what's beyond, and the K is keep your finger outside the trigger until you're ready to shoot. So I tell all my hunter safety students in the classes that I attend that if you follow those four rules, you will always see me with a smile on my face.
Oh, that's perfect. I am not a hunter, and I know all of those. Because I did do some, when I was in Scouts, I did do some target shooting. So even I know those ones. So that's excellent. Erica Lee and Josh Litvinoff, thank you guys so much for coming in for our Countdown to the Hunt. Fabulous. So much great information. Once again, everybody, dnr.wisconsin.gov/gohunting. There's lots of great information there, including the regulations. Go check those before you go out. So once again, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right.
We're going to take a break, get to our sponsors here, maybe play another song before we come back here on Countdown to the Hunt on 105.5 WIRI.
The Junkyard Mac Attack, now at Junkyard Bar and Grill on State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Try the Captain's Creamy White Macaroni topped with your choice of chicken, pulled pork, or brisket. Wednesday only, Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time.
Good luck this season while you're after the turdy pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental investment. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Remember last year when you were falling asleep in your blind? Not this year. Stop by From the Ground Up Coffee House and grab your favorite coffee to brew at home. Don't miss that winning buck because you're tired. Wake up with From the Ground Up Coffee House Take and Brew Coffee.
Hung my hunting clothes outside on the line for 3 weeks. Spent last night in Charlie's bar, and now they reek. I smell like French fries, ashtrays, pizza, and beer. But I got dopey on my boots so I can bring in the deer. I got a blaze orange jacket and a chromer to match. A camel backpack full of deer hunting snacks. 3 turkey sandwiches, 2 apples, some Halloween candy, Little Debbie's beef jerky, and some blackberry brandy. It's deer season in Wisconsin. Yeah! I'm dreaming about a 8-point buck. Holy week here in the heartland. I want a 20-inch spread in the bed of my truck. I got a dull bleeding can that I call Blatt and Betty. A new grunt tube that goes by Big Eddie. A rattling bag, salt and mineral licks. A bottle of Tanks, my old 30-06. I hear a twig snap, a
crunch in the snow.
But I don't care if it's a buck, cause man, I gotta go. I climb down from my stand, lean my gun on a tree, then I take off my socks, cause I forgot the TP. Oh man. It's deer season in Wisconsin.
Yeah!
I'm dreaming about a 10-point buck.
It's Holy Week here in the heartland.
I want a rack big enough to fill the back of my truck. Well, there's one thing every hunter should know. If you're gonna go to deer camp, you gotta live by the code. Uncle Ted, Bill, and Jackie, they all understand what happens at the deer camp stays at the camp. It's deer season in Wisconsin.
Yeah!
I'm dreaming about a 12-point buck.
Holy Week here in the heartland.
I want a booner in the box of my pickup truck, a 20-inch spread in the bed of my truck, a rack big enough to fill the back of my truck.
Deer hunting in Wisconsin. John Lynch on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI as we continue our countdown to the hunt. We here till about 7 o'clock. Don't forget, after the show today, everybody, we've got the first basketball game of the year. We've got the Lincoln High School girls taking on Nina tonight. So make sure you stay tuned after the show here to hear some great high school basketball action. Mike Comer bringing you all of that coming tonight. Want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors here, Travis Botlifson and his quality taxidermy team at Wildwoods Taxidermy. They are as professional as it gets. They have the experience to handle any type of harvest and preserve its beauty with the utmost care, from game heads, fish, large and small mammals, birds, and even exotics. If you can dream it, Travis and his team can bring it to life. You can reach him by phone, 715-762-5550. That's 762-5550. Or see his website at wildwoodstaxidermy.biz. wildwoodstaxidermy.biz. You can also check him out on Facebook as well. Got some giveaways from them later on in the week, so keep listening, everybody. I'm hoping to hear from you. 423-1055. That's 715-423-1055. Call up if you've got some stories or jokes that you want to share with everybody out there. You know you've I mean, come on. I know you hunters out there, not only do you have some terrible jokes, you also have some very good stories and you love to tell them. So once again, 423-1055 is the number to call for that. All right, everyone, I think you've made it to the point where I think we've made it to the point where now I have to tell a joke. And we all know where that how that's going to go, everybody. We all know how that's going to go. All right. Here we go. Two hunters got a pilot to fly them to Canada to hunt moose. They bagged six. As they started loading the plane for the return trip, the pilot said the plane could take only four moose. Two lads objected strongly. Last year we shot six and the pilot let us put them all on board. He had the same type plane as yours. Reluctantly, the pilot gave in and all six were loaded. However, even on full power, the little plane couldn't handle the load and went down a few moments after takeoff. Climbing out of the wreck, one of the hunters asked the other, "Any idea where we are?" He answered, "Yeah, I think we're pretty close to where we crashed last year." Oh, you guys, you got to stop me from these jokes. You need to do We need better jokes, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Bring them out here. We want those jokes. Call up 423-1055. As we continue on here with our countdown, want to look ahead to some of the guests that we will be having coming up tomorrow. We've got a couple of really good ones. We have Sheriff Sean Becker going to join us, talk a little bit about some legal aspects of hunting. in Wood County. Have some great information to give you there. Also, we are hoped to be joined by Mr. Joel Clayfish. He is the host of the show Raised in Wisco, which can be heard every Sunday at 4 o'clock on our sister station, WFHR. Joel, world traveler, great outdoorsman, lots of great information. We're going to ask him about some of the more fun things that he's done in his life. Can't wait to get him on the phone for that. All right, right now, everyone, we're going to play another very cool hunting song. This is a gorgeous song. I'd never heard this before. Big shout out to Tim Hubble. Yes, the polka guy gave me a whole bunch of hunting songs to play, and this is one of them. Here's Carrie and Billy, Whitetail Ridge on 105.5 WIRI.
Arts Council of Southwood County's Christmas performance this year is Boogie and the Yo-Yos. On December 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids, you can catch this unique, energetic, and festive event. It's the perfect way to embrace your Christmas spirit. For tickets and more information, visit SavorTheArts.com. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Good luck this season while you're after the turdy pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental investment. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Remember last year when you were falling asleep in your blind? Not this year. Stop by From the Ground Up Coffee House and grab your favorite coffee to brew at home. Don't miss that winning buck because you're tired. Wake up with From the Ground Up Coffee House Take and Brew Coffee.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
The Junkyard Mac Attack. Now at Junkyard Bar and Grill on State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Try the Captain's Creamy White Macaroni topped with your choice of chicken, pulled pork, or brisket. Wednesday only. Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time.
Welcome back, everyone. We are in the countdown to the hunt here on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Hope everyone's having a great night out there. Once again, I do want to give a big shout out to my guests earlier tonight, Game Wardens. We had Erica and Josh here. Big shout out to them. Lots of great information. And once again, if you want to find out more about regulation, new regulations that are up this year, make sure you go to dnr.wisconsin.gov/go-hunting. And that is your resource for all of the information that they had for us tonight. And don't forget, of course, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Sheriff Sean Becker, have some more great information from him. And Joel Clayfish will also be with us tomorrow, calling in for some, hopefully some fun stories. That's what I'm hoping he can give us this year. And we're hoping for more stories from you. That's what I'm looking for, everybody. 423-1055. We're looking to call in. I did mention earlier that we're going to have some giveaways coming up later on in the week. So that's going to be very exciting. Also, starting tomorrow, we're going to have our good friend Mike Comer, who you'll be hearing in just a little bit at the basketball game we're going to be broadcasting tonight. Mike's going to join me here in studio, and he's going to help me ask some questions and give me some of his stuff. Mike's an avid hunter, as you've heard. If you've ever heard any of his radio broadcasts, you know that that man loves to hunt, and he's got lots of great information. So Mike will be joining me throughout the rest of the week as the co-host for this show. Can't wait for all this great stuff that he is going to have for us. I found a couple of more jokes here, everybody. And if you don't call, I'm just going to keep telling jokes here. 423-1055. So on Sunday, a preacher feigns illness so he can go whitetail deer hunting. That morning, he shoots a beautiful 14-point buck. St. Peter looks down from heaven and says to God, "You aren't going to let him bag a prize like that, are you?" "Why not?" God replies. "Who's he going to tell?" Oops. Try that again. There we go. Oh, gosh. Here's one more. Here's a bonus one, everybody. What do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. And that's what you get for not calling in. I hope everyone's having a great time out there. And we do appreciate all of our sponsors here for this countdown to the hunt this week. We do appreciate not only Junkyard Bar and Grill, From the Ground Up Coffee House, also Wildwoods Taxidermy and Northwoods Realty. Big shout out to all of them. Real quick, I do want to touch on the sports schedule for this week. We do have the opening of high school basketball, like I said, tonight. Right after we're done here with the show, we're going to switch on over to the game. We've got Mike Comer going to be calling the Lincoln High School girls, taking on Nina. The game starts at around 7:15 tonight. And then on Thursday, we've got the Assumption girls doing their first game of the season. Up in Wausau at Newman Catholic, our good friend Chad Holmes from WXCO will be calling that game, and we're going to be picking up the feed for that as well. And then looking ahead to next week, everyone, that's the Cranberry Classic is going to be taking place, and we're going to hope we're going to be able to bring a few of those games to you. All right, let's hit another song here. I realized yesterday I actually had chosen the wrong song. I thought I had done the second week of Deer Camp, the original. I actually did the sequel yesterday, so I got to play the classic here, everyone. It's Da Youpers, the second week of Deer Camp on 105.5 WIRI.
Hey, there goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp, I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing my new swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. And someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muck goes in the wood box, Eener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse, and he'd been there since last night. And Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says, it's time to celebrate. Goofus got the first buck since 1968.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here.
We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. A high right around 40. Breezy with more snow showers Wednesday night and a rain snow mix for Thursday.
Right now it's 48.
Just about wrapping it up here, ladies and gentlemen. It is the countdown to the hunt coming up on Saturday, of course. Beginning of rifle season here in Wisconsin for 9 whole days. Hope you're getting ready, got all your stuff together. Big shout out again to all of our guests so far this week. It's been fabulous for me as a non-hunter to learn all kinds of great stuff from the DNR, both from Darren the biologist and from the two game wardens we had today, Erica and Josh. Big shout out to all of them. I hope they can join us again next year, seeing as how we hope to do this one more time, everybody. 423-1055 is the number. We're still waiting for some calls from everybody. Want to hear some of your jokes, your stories. Still got a couple of chances coming up because we will be back again tomorrow from 6 to 7. Once again, we've got Raised in Wisco host Joel Clayfish going to be joining us in the second half of the show tomorrow. Before that, we're going to welcome in Wood County Sheriff Sean Becker. Got a lot of great information for us as we get headed into the hunting season. And I just got a text from Mike there as we're going to get ready to start the game very, very soon. We're going to wrap up the hour here in just a moment. I got a few more sponsor ads to play, and then we are going to play one more song for you, everybody. It is another Bananas at Large song. This one is going to be called the Turdy Point Polka, because, you know, you cannot drive anything into the ground more than having one hit novelty song. But hey, it worked. We're still playing them here. So everyone have a great night. Hope to see you again tomorrow, or you listen in tomorrow at from 6 to 7 as we continue with Countdown to the Hunt here on WIRI 105.5 FM. So long, everybody.
Good luck this season while you're after the turdy pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental advancement. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Remember last year when you were falling asleep in your blind? Not this year. Stop by From the Ground Up Coffee House and grab your favorite coffee to brew at home. Don't miss that winning buck because you're tired. Wake up with From the Ground Up Coffee House Take and Brew Coffee.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Good luck this season while you're after the turdy pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental advancement. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
By the church for opening day.
He was glad to be there,
but it sure was not to pray. He went down to slam a couple of shoots at that famous Privateer.
The dance is hot out and sweat out there.
That long red underwear. He woke up in his stand, sat still out there all day.
He was feeling sad and blue,
because the deer wasn't coming his way. He finally couldn't take it no more. With his sweaty long johns frozen stiff,
he got ants in his pants, started doing a little dance,
and sang this little riff.
Hey!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long and I ain't seen no deer.
I'll do the turdy pointer polka,
then my heart will start to beat.
I'll do the turdy pointer polka,
for I freeze right to my seat. And all the other hunters yell, hey, stop making all that noise. You're scaring all the deer and peeing off the boys.
You should learn to be more quiet.
So settle down and sit,
he said. I will not. I'm cold as hell. Besides, I got a party permit. And then he pulls out this little polka band, which is really a little yellow radio from Taiwan or somewhere, but it only tunes in these polka stations. And he turns on WPOK, because if they sing in Polish, and he uses it while he's milking the girls in the morning, you know, oh, it's wonderful, and the one, and the two, and the
as he was dancing to that beat, deer came from all around.
He listened to their hooves as they beat upon the ground.
You could hear their hooves a-pounding as he did his little dance.
Yeah, there's nothing like a polka,
yeah, to get them deer to prance.
Hey! Oh!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long and I ain't seen no deer. Do the turdy pointer polka,
it's the thing you got to do.
Do the turdy pointer polka, when the deer won't come to you.
He swacked a lot of deer and busted up their racks.
Shot them bucks right out of their shoes, stopped them in their tracks.
Big bucks do their dancing
where the ticket swamps are found.
And when Clyde hears old Tuba Hoof,
he knows the big one is around.
Yeah!
must have been the rhythm of them sorrels on that tree stand platform. It just rattled him right in. And with a polka beat, he brought out the big bucks heat
with his polka beat.
Johnny King, here coming.
His eyes are always crossed. He can't see far from here.
The clad swears up and down. He shoots straight when he's hunting deer.
The wardens must have liked him, cause he got a special permit.
The class